Welcome back inside the film room right here on Giants.com. I am John Schmelk with Sean O'Hara as we break down the Giants on game film, see what they did in 2013, and look ahead to the 2014 season as well. And Sean, today we're going to take a look at Justin Tuck, a guy heading into the final year of his contract, valued to have a big year in the offseason, and he delivered.
Well, I think the first thing that Justin was looking forward to was just being healthy. And I know, you know, hasn't started 16 games in the last 2 years. This year he finally did that. And for Justin, it was really just about having fun as well as being healthy. I think Justin Tuck still understands that he's a very dangerous pass rusher. And we saw it against the Washington Redskins this year. And here's where Justin Tuck brings value that not all defensive ends can really do for defenses. They move into the three technique. Now here he is over the right guard, John. Chris Chester, who's been in this game a long time, and Justin Tuck shows his shiftiness right here. You can see a little shake and bake going right there, and he does a great job of getting on the edge of Chris Chester right here. Not only getting on the edge, but as you can see right here, when he gets hip to hip with the guard, Justin Tuck has the ability to run that circle, as the defensive linemen talk about, and finish the sack right here. Justin Tuck got really hot. I mean, looking at last season, John, he only had 1.5 sacks in the first 10 games. And then he exploded into the second half of that season for the Giants and really finished the season strong.
We saw him do it tackle, and we also saw him do it at his traditional defensive end spot, this time doing a little Osiu Mensah impression.
I like that impression that you're talking about, John, and let's go right to the play that you're talking about. Here he is one-on-one basically with Tyler Palumbas, the right tackle for the Washington Redskins. And Justin Tuck had career days against the Redskins, and here he is in space. There's that shake and bake that I was talking about. He does a great job of getting open in a phone booth right here, getting free. Does a great job with his left hand. Here you can see he uses his left hand to clear Tyler Palumbas. And I think Justin Tuck does such a great job right here. As soon as he clears that hip, as soon as he gets even with the offensive lineman, he finishes sacks right here. And there's the OC impersonation you're talking about. Calls the double negative, the sack forced fumble. And this is something that they practice. I know Robert Nunn, the defensive line coach, they practice chopping the quarterback's arm right here. Justin Tuck takes what he practices during the week and implements it on Sunday for a big play for the Giants.
Now, everyone loves sacks. Those are the numbers people look at. That's what gets you into the Pro Bowl. But one thing Justin Tuck did all year long that a lot of fans don't see, a lot of people don't talk about, was stop the run. One of the best run-stopping defensive ends in all football.
You know, I think Justin absolutely did a good job, like you said, against the run. And I think he takes advantage of a rookie tackle right here in Lane Johnson. But you see him reading. Look at his eyes, John. He's reading this play, and he's watching what the quarterback and what LeSean McCoy are doing in the backfield. He's reading it through the tackle. And he sees right here, this is an inside zone. He reads LeSean McCoy's hips. He notices that his hips are not turned to the outside. He knows he's not coming outside. And he just beats Lane Johnson right here with a little shifty move. That's a veteran move right there. That's understanding concepts that offenses are trying to do. He understands the difference between an inside zone and an outside perimeter run play.
Now, Justin Tuck is a free agent. Can he continue this type of performance now that it appears he's finally healthy?
You know, I think for Justin Tuck and the New York Giants, you have to almost look at Justin Tuck and say, what is his role going to be? Because I think they're at the point right now with the talent that they don't need Justin Tuck to be an every down defensive end. So if he's willing to accept a different role, and if all of that meshes together, both with, you know, whatever the salary cap number ends up being and also with the role on the field, I think that's going to really dictate whether or not Justin Tuck's wearing blue next year.
Sean, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
And that's all the time we have inside the film room on Giants.com. For Sean O'Hara, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.